Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is Saturday afternoon and I am sitting at my desk looking at Kristen's beautiful face via Skype. Hey Kristen.
Hey Jessica, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm looking at your beautiful face via Skype. We're both in our kitchen.
Well, mine's like one large room, but you can see my kitchen.
Yeah.
Can you hear my dishwasher?
No.
Okay, that's good. Let me know if you can.
Okay.
I was like one of those situations where I was afraid to stop it mid-cycle and then listen to it beep repetitively. Does that ever happen to you?
I don't think my dishwasher beeps.
My dishwasher's like one of those mystery appliances that it's like, if things are going well, you don't fuck with it. You just have to let it ride.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So we have an interview coming up in the podcast later on. Kristen did a solo interview with Masked Intruder, which we're super excited to show everybody, for everybody to hear. And but first we thought we'd give a little catch up and then we'll sort of that interview a little bit later on.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So we'll talk about that later on. But the first thing is I have a little surprise for you.
Oh.
And so look what I have. Wait, can you see?
I can't see. Oh, you bought Clamato and vodka?
Yes.
And a cup? Are you going to make a Caesar right now?
I'm going to make a Caesar right now.
Oh my God, this is like the best surprise ever.
And I'm going to try it for the first time ever. And
okay.
I don't like Bloody Marys. There's like a 1% chance that I can even drink a sip of this thing.
Okay.
But I'm going to try it for you.
This is like the best surprise ever. Do you have all the ingredients?
Well, that's my question, is what do I need? I have a lime.
Perfect.
I have vodka, Clamato, a lime. What else? I'm near my spices, so I didn't know if there's something else I need.
Okay, you need Tabasco.
Oh, I don't know if I have that.
Do you have any kind of like spice like that? Like a hot sauce?
First of all,
or
I don't like Tabasco anyways.
What about Frank's? Do you have Frank's?
Oh, I have something called Susie's Hot Sauce.
Let me see it. Yeah, I wouldn't go there. That looks hot.
Okay.
You can skip. Okay, what about Worcestershire? Like Liam Perrins. Do you have
Yeah.
Okay.
I have Worcestershire. I love Worcestershire.
Okay, so perfect. So that means you like your Caesar dark. Like muddy.
A muddy Caesar?
A muddy. Like that's what you'd order. Like dark. If you're in a restaurant, can I have a Caesar, please? A double. And like make it dark. That's what you'd say.
Okay.
So I'm going to suggest to you that you cut that lime in half. You squeeze half of the lime into your cup.
Okay.
And then like 6 shakes of, how do you say Worcestershire?
Worcestershire, I think.
Okay.
It is Worcestershire.
All right. I think everybody in the world says it a little bit different.
I think so too.
This is the most.
The lime is going in.
I'm so, like the fact that I'm not having one right now is like stressing me out.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I wish that everybody could see this because this is the most beautiful sight. So while you're making... Okay, so you need it strong. So put...
Yes.
Good. Lots of lime.
Okay, yes. Good.
And then... is that 3 olives vodka? That's quality vodka.
Yeah. Is it? Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, I don't know. I just shake the Worcestershire until I feel like it's, like, I'm at a comfortable level. So just, like, shake it. Just start going. Don't
really?
Be, don't be,
no,
don't
no,
be a,
no.
No, 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 no. Keep going.
More Worcestershire?
Yeah. Nope, more.
What?
More. Don't fuck around.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's good.
Okay,
now pour your vodka in.
Okay.
So Kristen has her camera set up so I can see this. It's like the cutest thing. And her cat Shorty's in the shot too. Hi, Shorty.
You're right. Shorty's on my counter, which is so fucking disgusting. The fact that I have a cat on my counter is
It's like one of those
things.
I love that you just poured the whole bottle in there. That was fantastic.
That was all that was left.
Okay.
Now
was that
shake
a good your Clamato bottle.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Shake it up. Okay. And then pour it in. That's obvious. Oh my God, I'm so fucking excited this is happening right now. Okay, now I would give it a stir.
Okay. Oh, this looks disgusting. It's like a blood red color.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best thing in the world. Okay, now give it a shot. Give it a shot. This is amazing. I'm so excited.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever tasted in my
life.
No,
it's not. Are you serious?
I swear to God. I would be honest. I was hoping I would like it. It's so bad, Jessica.
But like, what kind of bad? Like,
oh my God.
You're going to have to drink more.
It tastes like throw up.
No, it does.
Yes, it does. No, okay, so it tastes like I ate spaghetti, got food poisoning, and threw up the spaghetti.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe you need more vodka.
Yeah, I don't really taste very much vodka.
Or more lime.
That's okay. I won't be drinking it. So
I'm so jealous. Really? Do you have a straw? Try it with a straw. Sometimes that's better.
No way. It's the taste.
Really?
Yeah.
It's beyond me how people don't like them.
Oh my God.
That was so bad. The best surprise ever.
I love you. I really wanted to like it, but I don't.
Oh, do you have horseradish? Putting horseradish in it sometimes is good too.
I do like horseradish, but no, I think the Worcestershire, I don't know. I like that on my steak, not in my drinks. Oh, it's too funny.
Aww.
I wish you were here that you could drink this big, tall, leftover drink.
Are you dumping it out?
I am, literally.
Does anybody else in your house want it?
No, no one's here. I'm here by myself.
Oh,
it's gone.
I just heard it go down the drain.
Yep.
Oh.
Is that painful?
That was painful, especially because I want one so bad right now.
Anyways, that was my little surprise.
I love you for doing that. You're a good friend.
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe next time we should like think of something that you don't like and I will try it.
You mean that I do like?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, okay. I'll think of something disgusting that I like, but I don't know. I have good taste, so I don't think there's anything that...
That was awesome. Oh, my God. Okay, so you had a big night last night.
Oh, I did. It was so fun.
Yeah. Tell everybody what was that.
Okay. It was your favorite band, Face to Face. I know. And it was awesome. They're doing their Econo Live Tour 2017. And they came to Boston, so they did a couple of California shows, and then they flew to New York, and then they did Boston yesterday.
Yeah.
And so they're doing this acoustic set as part of this tour, which is awesome. So you get to go in a little early and do a meet and greet and get your picture taken and have them sign whatever you want them to sign. And then... they do, like, everyone just kind of stands around or sits around, and they do some acoustic songs, and it's really awesome.
So I think the acoustic shows are pretty special because I've never seen one. There's never been an acoustic set that they put on close to me. So the fact that people are getting to see this is, I mean, it's super well received. And it seemed like you had a great time. And I was lucky enough to... I've been seeing people post videos and stuff, but Kristen did something special for me last night.
I did. I felt like because you're not going to get this experience and see them on this tour, that I really wanted to hook you up. And, you know, it's always this balance that we try to do. Like, you want to enjoy yourself at a show and not record the whole freaking thing. But on the other hand, like, it is nice to record one song. And it kind of pisses me off when bands are like, don't take videos at all, because I'm like, I want a video, like, just like, I want one video that because I do look back at it and I do, you know, it's meaningful to me. So, but I try to strike a balance and just record like one song, you know?
Yeah.
And, so I said I would record one song for you, but then I didn't plan on doing it, but I just had this epiphany. I was like, I think I have pretty good cell service here. So I'm just going to Skype in Jessica and so that she can watch it live. And so I did. I called you up. And then it was funny because I had my phone turned around. So I was looking at your face. You were looking at them playing the show. And I was just watching you get emotional and bawl your eyes out. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. It was so amazing. I mean, I know you've said it before that you've cried at shows before, and it's not unlike you. I've never cried at a show. I mean, I'm super happy and love it, but I don't cry. So I just thought it was so touching that you know, it meant that much to you. And I know you had a tough day and that was probably part of it, but.
Well, the thing is, like, I've kind of been following their acoustic set list from the shows that they're playing, and I kind of know what song's coming. So when you called me, and I think it was they were finishing, was it Burden? Or I kind of knew that my favorite song, which is All for Nothing, which is off of Laugh Now, Laugh Later, was coming up.
See, and I didn't even know that.
You didn't know?
I had no idea that was coming up next.
That was a fluke?
Yeah, that was a fluke thing. Oh my God. I realized it when they started playing it. I was like, holy shit, now they're playing Jessica's song and she's live on the phone with me. So
it was amazing. When they started playing it, so when I hear All for Nothing in their like regular, like full on punk rock set, I'm emotional about it because I just love the song and it means so much to me. So to hear it acoustic like that yesterday was like, I couldn't hold it back. So it was pretty awesome and embarrassing. Like I'm always embarrassed, but it's, I can't help it. And thankfully yesterday I was in my pajamas in my living room watching it go down. However, there were people around you that could see me.
Which was really funny. So we have a mutual friend, Jay, and he was on the other side of the room watching. And I called him over because he knows you. And I had to have someone witness this emotion that you were having because I was like, I'm witnessing this and someone else has to see this. And so I called him over. I kind of like waved to him. He finally saw me and he looked at you and he was like, is she crying? And I was like, yes. And he was like, oh, my God. So that was funny. And then when it was over, this random guy came up to me who must have been standing behind me and he goes, I could not figure out what you were doing on your phone. At first I thought you were taking a selfie because I'm holding up my screen and there's a girl on the screen, you know? And he goes, then I realized that wasn't you and that you were, you know, Skyping with a friend and that she was bawling her eyes out. And he was like, that was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, yeah. So that was really funny. He was watching from behind me and was really moved by it too. So,
aww. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's awesome. It was a pretty good moment for me. And I don't know, like seeing it live for me, like if I had been sitting beside you, I don't know. I think I would be like that through the whole acoustic set, especially for that song. But that would be more embarrassing. So it was nice that I was doing it in the privacy of my own home. It was like my own private serenade. So, so that was awesome. And I love you for that. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well,
I
was just going to say, like, this podcast is like mushier than our others.
I know. That's okay. We're mushy sometimes.
We are mushy sometimes. A lot of the time.
And so when it was time to get stuff signed, I'm not really an autograph person. And I'm not a collector or any of that kind of stuff. So I knew that I was going to give you all of my merch, you know, that I got that night. Because you get a bunch of free stuff with the VIP package. And I had bought two tickets, so I had double merch that I didn't want. I know. So I got all that stuff and I took it through the line. Oh, shit, this was supposed to be a surprise for tomorrow.
For tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Well, we can save it for a surprise if you want. Or you can keep telling me.
Well, I got something signed for you. Okay, I was getting something signed for you.
Okay.
And I told Trevor, I was like, this is for Jessica. And he goes, Jessica Sakalinski? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, just tell her to call me. She can get whatever the fuck she wants.
which he said that to me before, like when the watches came out, he's like, you bought a watch? Why didn't you just let me know? But I never want to like be that person. Right. But the fact that he offers is just super cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And he'll keep offering as long as you don't do it and you're right. not annoying about it, taking him up on all this free shit. Yeah,
totally.
So then when you really need something,
yes,
like super obscure or something like that, then you can hit him up for it.
Right. When I'm missing a special piece or something.
Exactly.
That's cool.
So that was really cool. So all the guys in the line were like, you know, saying they missed you and wished you were there and all that stuff.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I wish I was too. We'll see them in 97 days together.
Yeah. Is that 97 days?
I'm not counting. But I'm pretty sure it's 97 days until 350 Fest.
It's like 97 days and 3 hours, probably.
Yeah, roughly, depending on the time zone. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a fun time last night. And obviously their regular set was rad.
Oh, that, yeah. Because, so the acoustic stuff, to be totally honest, I mean, they play most of their middle albums stuff. And I'm not super into those albums. I know you are. Start to finish, you love them. You're diehard. They're not my favorite things. I love Protection that just came out, but I love their old stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that truly, like, gets me. And so for their actual punk rock set, they did all of my favorites.
Awesome.
And it was, I mean, not one song that I didn't know.
Awesome.
The acoustic stuff, some stuff that I didn't know very well, but... yeah, for the punk rock set. And they had a good time. They don't use, like, Boston's weird with face-to-face because they don't always get good showings. And, yeah, I don't know why, but Trevor was stoked on the crowd and the energy and the amount of people. He was like, this is such a throwback show to, like, what it used to be like in Boston and all that stuff. So, yeah, so he seemed super stoked on it. And so he seemed happy. All the dudes seemed super happy and in a good mood and everything, so...
That makes me happy. Awesome. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. And I got to interview Danny. Should we talk about that when we do his interview?
Yeah, I think let's just say, like, briefly what happened. Like, this is the prelude, like the teaser. Because we've tried to do a podcast with Danny, like, I don't know, 100 times. And our technology fails have been, like, through the roof. And Danny's done so many podcasts, and he's even said, like, wow, I've never had this much trouble before. And, like, like, that's partly because of us, but it's also partly because of, like, bad connections and stuff like that. So last night we did a recording, and it seemed to go well, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And you guys called me, and which was super fun. So I got to be part of the interview, and... you did it in your car, which I thought was super fun.
That was, I have to say, it felt really awkward.
Was it really weird to be sitting with Danny Thompson in the front seat of your vehicle, like, drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee and just, like, in the dark? Because it was dark.
It was
like,
dark.
I could barely see you guys. I could see, like, half of his face and then dark and then half of your face and then red lights on the ceiling going by of other cars or, like, brake lights or something. And it was, like... it was a very interesting vibe. But the thing with Danny is he's just so casual about it. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, he just rolls with it. And when we fuck up, he's like, it's cool. Just keep going. Like, he's so good that way. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He's super patient with us and really awesome. But yeah, so that it was super fun. I think he opened up to us a lot. He was in a really great mood. And, so that will be a really fun interview to release.
Yeah. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Anything else going on with you? What else? What's your next show? Do you have a next show lined up?
Yes, I have two coming up back to back. I have Less Than Jake and Bomb Pops.
Oh, yes. And Bomb Pops, you guys are going to hang.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
The thing is, it's so weird. New York is only... 4 hours from here, but traffic has been horrendous. And Danny was saying that they got here late from New York yesterday. It took them like 7 hours because of traffic.
Jesus.
When it should have only taken 4. And so the same thing's going to happen with the Bomb Pops, I know, because it, you know, driving from New York to Boston.
Yeah.
Although yesterday was a Friday. I don't know if that played a role in it or whatever, but
yeah,
they're hoping to get to Boston early enough, and Polly will have her son with her, who is
cool.
The same age as one of my sons. And so we have like a play date arranged.
Punk rock mom play date.
Totally.
That's how it is.
But we'll have to see, you know, understandably, obviously, because they're so on a tight schedule and they have to be a sound check and loading in, and you know, all they have all their obligations.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of playing it by ear, and if I can help her even watch Adler for a little bit or something like that, you know, whatever.
Cool. That would be fun. My next show is the Flatliners. They're coming to town June 5th, I think.
That's coming up.
So yeah, that's coming up. And it's cool because they're not coming to Vancouver. Well, they are playing Vancouver, but they're actually coming right to Whistler. So it's a 10-minute drive instead of a 2-hour drive for me.
Cool.
Which is super cool. And then after that, my next show is Offspring. So I have I sent out a request for like a press pass for Offspring.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like a joke, but I thought I'd try. So we'll see. Those are my next two shows. So we have a lot more shows coming up, which is cool.
Yeah, we do.
Should we introduce the interview that we're going to play on today's episode?
Sure. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So normally our interviews are together, you know, like people call in and it's like thing. But Kristen's had the opportunity, or you, I don't know why I'm talking like as if you're not in front of me right now. But you've had the opportunity to do a couple solo interviews, which has been super cool. And one of them is Masked Intruder. So tell me, tell them, tell our seven listeners.
Well, this, I think it's interesting because we're learning as we're going, right? We're trying to figure this all out. Like, we're not professional interviewers. We don't have degrees in journalism or anything that. And we're trying to figure out the scene and also the journalism stuff. And it's just like, we're learning as we go, right?
Yeah.
And every single interview that I've done has been a learning experience, I would say. Like, I learn something new every single time.
Yep.
And it's definitely easier for me to have you there, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there are times that we just can't. And you're going to do Flatliner solo.
Yeah.
So that'll be your first one solo. So you'll see what it's like.
I'm freaking out already.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about... Joey Cape and another, we're going to release his interview in another one, but just to kind of set up the scene, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes were playing with Masked Intruder in Boston. And I had interviews lined up with both bands. And I was super excited / nervous. This was my first time doing a solo interview. And, I got word like an hour before Spike of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes almost always does the interviews. He's a singer. He's super outgoing. He almost always does the interviews. So I was preparing for him and we like to be super prepared for our interviews, right?
Yeah. We hardcore research.
Totally. We try, to ask thoughtful questions. And so, an hour before I got the email from Fat Records that, oh, I'm interviewing Joey Cape.
Surprise!
Surprise! And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I love Joey Cape. I love Lagwagon. It blew my mind. I was like, mind blown.
Yeah.
So I'm scrambling to think of how the fuck I'm going to fit in all of my Lagwagon questions and my Me First and the Gimme Gimme's questions and... I don't know. It was really stressful.
Yeah.
And so I'm like driving to the venue and I hadn't eaten and I was just like, my stomach was a ball of nerves. But anyway, so I did the Joey Cape interview and that went really, really well. And we'll release that in another episode. But then what happened is we were upstairs kind of in the green room area backstage. And, Joey goes, oh, well, you're interviewing Masked Intruder next, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, let me take you over there to their room. So they had separate dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so he walks me over to the Masked Intruder dressing room, and there's just some dudes sitting there. There's like four normal-looking dudes sitting there. And I'm like, hey, I'm here to interview Masked Intruder. And they're like, yeah, that's us.
Oh, my God.
I was like, what? And I mean, I know I'm not supposed to give away too much. I love the allure of Masked Intruder. I love the whole thing. So I'm not giving away anything about... Everyone knows they're really Bad Religion anyways, right?
I think... Oh, really? I thought they were Lagwagon. You know, the rumors surrounding who they really are is pretty exciting. And the fact that you walked into that room, like, that's very exciting.
It was so cool.
So did they put their masks on?
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
It's because they're like, I don't know what to say. This is kind of tricky,
I feel like you can't say barely anything.
Okay. I won't say barely anything. So anyway, so they put their masks on and I'm talking to Blue and Green Intruder. And Blue Intruder is the singer and Green plays guitar, I think. And Red was... away for some reason, he was going to miss a couple dates, so they had someone else filling in for drums. And Yellow never speaks during interviews anyways.
Oh my God.
So I asked, I was like, is Yellow going to be here? And they're like, nah, he doesn't speak anyways. And I was like, is Officer Bradford going to be here? Because he had told me that he was going to be. And then they were like, well, we can go get him if you want. I'm like, no, that's fine. Just we'll do it with the two of you guys. And it was really fun. So
they and you were did,
really
and you,
sweet.
And you did well. And I was proud of you for solo interview knocked out of the park, lady.
Yeah. And this was a different one too, right? Because we asked questions in character also.
Right. Here's the other thing too, is like, I feel like I wish my first, like going in as Mabel Syndrome, doing my first solo interview were people wearing masks. I feel like it would be easier. I feel it would take the edge off. Yeah. Right? Did it? When they put their masks on, were you like, this is easy?
I don't know. You've heard it.
You can't say anything else. You can't. Well, it went great, and you're not allowed to say anything else about them because we love them, and yeah, we can't go any. We can't divulge any secrets.
No. I wouldn't. The whole masked intruder thing is awesome. Oh, and you brought it up too. You were like, I feel like you're more of a fan of theirs now.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And that's totally true. Like, I'd only seen them once before at Warped Tour. And I only got to catch a tiny bit of their set because at Warped Tour, the day I went, all my favorite bands were playing late in the evening, like back to back on separate sides of the campus.
Yeah,
so I was running
sucks.
Around like crazy. It sucked. So I literally barely caught Masked Intruder at all. And I did meet them that day at Warped Tour, and I thought they were fun or whatever. And I listened to their songs, but I certainly wasn't a huge fan. I mean, when you look at the individual parts of Masked Intruder, it's like dudes in masks,
yeah,
you know, basically dudes in costumes,
yeah,
singing cheesy, silly love songs,
yeah,
and you know, with this officer guy who's whatever. So,
and you're a little bit, you're a different, like your taste in punk music is a little bit like faster, harder, grittier than mine. Mm-hmm. Like to me, Masked Intruder's perfect. You know what I mean? Right. Like our son, that's how it wavers. So for you, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought they were kitschy and just kind of silly. And I was like, whatever, but it's not my thing, you know? And then interviewing them and seeing them perform and then finally really listening to their albums, I really grew an appreciation for them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. That's how it was for me too. I saw them live and I got to meet them and I was like, yes. And I love them even more. So
yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So should we throw to the interview?
Yeah.
Is that what you say? Throw to the interview? Is that the lingo, the podcast lingo?
Sure.
I don't know.
And then, so we'll do the interview. So we'll broadcast the interview and then we'll do a song at the end. What song should we close this episode with? Obviously Mass Intruder song.
Obviously Mass Intruder song.
My favorite is Heart-Shaped Guitar.
I was just going to say Heart-Shaped Guitar.
Good.
Let's
do
Heart-Shaped Guitar. So, so here's Kristen's interview with Mass Intruder. What was the date?
You're going to ask me that? I don't know.
A couple weeks ago. So here's Kristen's interview with Masked Intruder when they hit up Boston from a few weeks ago. And we're going to close out today's episode with Heart-Shaped Guitar with Masked Intruder. And under advisement, apparently we're supposed to, at the end of every podcast, say to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Soundbox. And if people can go onto iTunes and look us up and subscribe and give us a rating, that's perfect. We would love that. But it really helps us. It helps get us out there a bit more. So if you're listening and you're a fan, give us a rating and we will keep pretending that we're podcasters.
for your enjoyment.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, enjoy the interview with Masked Intruder. Thanks, everybody.
This is Kristen with Mabel Syndrome, and I'm here today with Masked Intruder, with Green and Blue Intruder. Thank you guys.
Hi.
Thank you. And I was thinking Officer Bradford would join us too, but
yeah, we could get Officer Bradford in on this.
That's all right.
He should be here.
Yeah.
He's around here somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was saying he knew he had an interview with me, but what's one thing about him that we don't know, that most people don't know?
About Officer Bradford?
Yeah.
People may not know that he actually He apparently can drink an unlimited quantity. So he can actually take, and sometimes people will buy him like shots at the show. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that there's a limit.
It's just bottomless.
Which is kind of creepy. It's like a mix between depressing and fascinating.
Right.
You know, like a movie with Steve Guttenberg in it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing that you may not know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he also wears a lot of gym shorts in his free time.
Oh, okay. Does he work out?
I don't think he even lifts, bro.
Right.
Now, he lifts up change when he's listening to, you know, those bands.
Yeah, he likes
he's
that.
Like, does that
tough guy
thing where you bend over and, yeah, act like you're picking up change, yeah. And then you, like, do the
mule
kick
move?
And stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, he tries to pull it off.
His favorite dance move is a push-up, which some people don't even think of as a dance move. So he's either really advanced or stupid.
Yeah. Right.
Or both.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both. Yeah. So now there's a little bit of accent going on. Are you guys like Long Island or New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, we get that a lot. And actually, it's just sort of what we picked up doing time, I guess. So we think of it as a prison accent. But I don't know. It's sort of regionally nondescript, I always thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit of here.
You know, you never hear your own accent.
That's true. You don't even realize you have one sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm a big Less Than Jake fan, and Roger is my personal favorite in the band. And I know you guys just recorded with him down at Moat House. Well, that was over a year ago now, probably.
Yeah, it was.
About a year ago?
Yeah.
Came out less than a year ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, we did. We did. We love Less Than Jake, and we love Roger. It was awesome working with him.
Yeah. Why'd you choose him or there?
Yeah, well, you know, we had toured with Less Than Jake, and I think that we had talked to him about his studio. Mm-hmm. And, he's a fan, and we're friends, and we're big fans. So it just kind of turned from a conversation into, hey, do you want to maybe actually do this? And then we just did it. And we actually involved another dude as well, Mike Kennedy, who is also a really talented buddy.
Oh, yeah, he's real good, too.
He's in a band called All America Rejects, and he was cool. They both kind of got interesting hair, too.
Yeah.
So that's right.
Fun, very stylish hair situation.
Right.
I mean, if you could call dreads on a white dude stylish, which I guess I probably wouldn't, but
Maybe, you know.
Depends on what stylish actually.
Well, he actually has dreads, and then it's like shaved sometimes too, like on the side.
Yeah,
so that's like
pretty cool.
That's a lot of thought goes into that.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Never touched a pot in his life though.
I know. Is that amazing?
Doesn't know what it smells like. And that's
does he get mad if you guys like try to bring drugs into the Moat House?
He probably would.
Yeah.
If he ever knew about it.
I don't know that he'd recognize marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might think it was a skunk or something, if you guys have bad stuff. So Maura Weaver has been referred to as Intruder Pink. Is that right?
Yeah, she has been. She was never actually in the band by her own choosing. You know what I mean? We basically creep her out. So I think that she may object to that title.
Oh, okay.
But, the door's open. We love Maura.
Yeah, what do you love about her?
Well, she's cool, for one, okay? And she's pretty, too, okay? And she's talented, all right? And she's actually dating Zach from Pairs. I don't know if you know
that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's, and so...
Is she on this tour?
I don't even know if that's public knowledge. You could just beep that out.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. She's not on the tour, but, we might see her one of these days. That would be pretty cool, because she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one other lady to be Intruder Pink, fill in for, like, maybe a female member of the band, who would you choose?
Yeah, Katy Perry.
Yeah. That would probably be best choice.
But I would do it. I would love to have her.
She might do it. Yeah. She's kind of more punk lately. Like, she shaved her head and it's like blonde. Have you seen that?
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it was prettier when it was like long and brown.
Yeah, so pretty when it was long and brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Her eyes are still real pretty though, I'll bet.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Unless she shaved those off, that'd be weird.
Right.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. have you guys ever had a guest musician play with you?
Yeah, we're doing it right now, actually.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. Currently, we got a dude that's named Luke, and he's in a band called Lipstick Homicide, another band called The Blenders, because Reds in the Clink.
Oh,
we had to have him come fill in.
And does he wear a mask?
No, because he's not, he's not.
Yeah,
I don't want to make him feel bad.
He ain't into the crying that much, He's more into a lot. He don't got to protect his identity like we do.
Yeah, we got to be a mom in this.
Yeah.
Is a heart-shaped guitar or really any of your songs based on real girls and real experiences?
I mean, it's based on, and I get probably everybody gives the same answer about their songs. It's not like based on particular single girls, right? What it is based on is just an amalgam of a bunch of different experiences, you understand? Mm-hmm. So it's not like somebody could come and sue me and be like, that was me.
Right.
You know, and I'd be like, well, you know, do you want to make out? And they'd be like, no, soon, you. And I'd be like, what, you know?
Let's just make out and make it better. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Have any of you tried online dating?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I got taken down off of OkCupid.
Oh, why?
Because of my ski mask.
Oh.
Apparently, that's a dressing attire thing that you can't do it.
Oh.
That's lame. That's
discrimination.
It is discrimination.
Absolutely,
totally.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Are any of you in a relationship right now?
I mean, I not mutual. That makes sense.
Right.
One-sided?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't get on OkCupid, but they still got lots of social medias where you can, like, try to meet girls and talk to them. And, you know, it's like sometimes it's a one-way relationship, though, where you're talking to them a lot and you're not getting really anything back.
You know, and they're not there. You don't know, you know, where they are, or you never communicate. I mean, you know, they don't know you.
Right. But you're in a relationship.
I mean, what is and isn't a relationship? It's a difficult thing to define because, you know, like where at some point something is, is like courtship.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point it's stalking. All right. And I'm just saying just don't be a dick about it. All right.
All right. So we have a quick little game for you guys. And so I want you to answer which intruder is the best at this certain thing.
Yeah.
So which intruder is the best looking guy under the mask?
I don't know.
I've never seen.
Oh, really?
But I guess I would say myself.
Right.
I think Yellow would do pretty good with the ladies because he's the, like,
he's pretty
silent type. Ladies like that.
Oh, yeah. Like
you
strong silent.
That that's
like mysterious.
The same as handsome, roughly. David Duchovny. If you put a mask on him, would he be, you know, any less handsome?
Yeah.
I would say maybe not.
Right. When you guys met in jail, who was there for the best crime? In prison?
You know, I would have to say my favorite personally was Green. I think Green. Because Green tried to steal a liquor store.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not rob a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Steal it. So he was trying to
push out the owner?
Occupy it. Yeah.
Right. Push out the owner.
And it was around the time of that Occupy movement.
Yeah, you know, like, I figure if they can pull that off, well, why not me?
He was like, I'm going to occupy a liquor store. It was hilarious.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And, well, it didn't work out, but, you know.
No.
Did it work out for any period of time?
Yeah. For a little bit, it was nice. We had, like, a hammock in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had an Xbox in there.
Mm-hmm. Which intruder gets the most ass?
I mean, Green eats a lot of Mexican food, and he gets it all the time. Is that what you're talking about?
No, girls.
Oh, girls?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, we haven't had... I think that our luck is going to turn around any time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the first one would be the one who gets the most, I think.
Yeah, it's a race to the finish.
That's the way the math works.
Who's the best kisser?
I think me,
you know, like, definitely me.
I would assume me, Blue. Because I got glasses, and I feel like that's help. It doesn't hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if any ladies are wondering this question, they should find out for sure.
I think you guys need, you need to have somebody try everything.
Yeah, but we need a control group, so I think we should have Green not kiss anybody.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But you always got ass from eating that beans and stuff, so you're gonna scare the ladies away.
That's true.
Well, I guess as long as I got burritos.
What's the most romantic thing you've done for a girl?
I mean, for me, I like to create stuff for, like, make a little note or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can, like, get a pet to deliver a note to somebody.
Yeah.
A pet
sometimes
to deliver?
Sometimes it doesn't work out too well.
Red stapled a love note to a cat.
Oh.
A lady's cat. But it ended up being a squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was still pretty shitty, but, you know, it was...
Squirrel was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Red, but it wasn't as shitty if it would have been his cat.
Can we start Red had the to podcast? Go. Yeah, of course. Yeah, Red had to go to the hospital.
These squirrels are fierce.
Yeah,
they're a lot more fierce than you think they are. Red is a tough guy, but yeah, he just
wow.
This cat is biting me.
He was no match for the squirrel.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It actually made one of those fail comps. You ever watch those fail army comps?
No.
Well, there's one where Red is you know, gets bit eaten up by a squirrel. It's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Fall down and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And the first time I saw you guys was at Warped Tour this past summer. So I have a quick little. Yeah. Do you guys know the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is Fuck, Marry, Kill Warped Tour 2016 bands. So if you had to marry one,
okay,
kill one, and F one. So Less Than Jake, The Interrupters, and Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Okay. Well, that's a good question. I can't kill any of those people. One, because I like them all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Marion, I'm going to say this. Cody from Teenage Bottle Rocket, he snores.
Oh.
Right? I can't marry a dude that snores, no. Right? Or a dude. I would prefer to marry a lady. So that leads me to the Interrupters, too.
Mm-hmm.
And right. That would be, but she's already married.
Right.
So yeah. Now I'm coming back. I'm going to say marry Less Than Jake,
because
I grew up with their records.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then fuck both Teenage Bottle Rocket and...
At the same time, like one big group.
Just a big, weird snore and cuddle sex fest.
Yeah,
I think that makes sense.
They got one hell of a rhythm section. The Bavona brothers in that band.
Oh, yeah.
All three of them?
I feel like that is sort of cheating to have identical twins.
Right, so we should kill them.
We kill them. Yeah. All right, we change our answer.
But okay. Also, they're really attractive, so
right.
I kind of want to have sex with them, too. And
I said we got to kill the Interrupters.
I have weird feelings about premarital sex,
marry
so I guess I want to, like, marry them, too, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, it's a long answer.
And finally, are there any punk rock women that you really like that we should know about?
Oh, yeah. You know who I love? The Donnas.
Oh yeah.
Like sometimes I would just listen to Donna and I would just look at like a picture of Brett and I would literally catch myself making this sound.
Yeah.
So that would happen sometimes. And then who else? You ever see that movie Class of 1984?
No.
You should see it. It's a good movie.
Okay.
There's a girl in there that I always had a crush on, but
she's
a punk rock girl. You should see that movie. It's really cool. It's
about, I should.
Punk rockers in high school that, like, run a prostitution ring and, like, sell PCP and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And, like, that the teenagers
crazy.
Are going to kill us with
it.
Punk rock, sort of like.
You've never seen it either?
No.
It's really good.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of punks have crushes on Phoebe Cates, right?
Oh, she's so
hot. Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, that scene is to
Which
die
one,
for.
Where she has her boobs out?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, she's walking, she's all wet, and she's walking, and she just goes, psh.
Yeah, that was, like, amazing.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I always liked Phoebe Cates a lot. She was in some cool movies, too. You know, Gremlins, that was a cool movie.
That was a cool movie, yeah.
I can't get a sense of how old you guys are. Do you share your age?
I mean, I don't know either.
I don't know either. We never met none of our parents.
It's weird, because you don't really remember when you were born.
Right.
At least I don't.
No.
I don't know if that's normal.
My first memory was when in one of those, like, big circle mirrors that they got up in the gas station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up and I was a little kid and I saw my blue ski mask and I was like looking good, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's your first memory?
It's the first memory
wow.
I had.
Yeah.
So I was young enough to be stealing a candy bar.
Right. Did you guys go to school at all?
No, but I mean
no.
Now listen.
We might.
Prison is pretty similar to school. It's similar to a public education.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
You're thrust into a situation with a lot of people. They're ornery.
Mm-hmm.
They're stupid. They don't got, like, fully developed, like, empathies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're just bumping up against each other and being weird and, like, horny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, one thing is that there's a lot of bullying in both situations, and I'm anti-bullying.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But I am pro horseplay. A lot of that in prison.
Oh,
people don't
and it's good? You're pro?
It's cool. You get it's fun. It's kind of like going to camp. It's like it's a little rough house. You get some pillow fights.
Oh, yeah.
Titty twisters, that kind of stuff. Like, that's pretty harmless fun.
Right. Is it like initiation stuff or just harmless fun?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you initiate somebody, and sometimes it's not harmless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of jacked up stuff happens. You got a lot of unstable people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of great food culture that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's the same exact thing as cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
So let's finish with Les and Jake, because they're one of my favorites, and you said you grew up with them.
Oh, yeah.
So what was your favorite album growing up or favorite song?
I mean, the first Les and Jake record that really got me was Losing Streak. And I was like, well, this is fucking great. And then Hello Rockview was another one that was like a major, major fixture of my of my rebellious youth.
Yeah. And they're still kicking ass. Like, their still, show they put on.
All this stuff, I mean,
they never stopped being good. Yeah. And in fact, they're some of the most consummate musicians we've ever come across. I have to say, Roger he's such a great performer. And those dudes can just jam like motherfuckers. And they're cool.
Yeah, they're really nice. Yeah, right on. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Our pleasure. You're cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ever since I first saw you, I knew.